Very light jets are opening the door, but some tire kickers are walking out with turboprops. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in, and thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, you heard the interview I conducted with Mike Hange of Pilatus Business Aircraft at Lakeland for Aero TV. We talked about the new PC-12NG and some of its updated features. What you didn't hear were some of the questions and answers that didn't lend themselves to a video presentation, and some of them work just fine in the audio medium. So we'll bring you those scraps from the cutting room floor today. For starters, I noted to Mike that the story in avionics this year is big plane capabilities brought down into the general aviation price range by manufacturers like Garmin and Avedine. Pilatus has chosen to go instead with Honeywell, which has been building the avionics in those bigger jets for some time.
The Honeywell Primus Apex system was designed for the PC-12, and it really brings the level of cockpit integration to a new level. A lot of our competitors have just the navigation and weather and traffic information, and we have all of that. But what's different about Apex is it really ties in all of the aircraft systems. The aircraft configuration, the fuel monitoring, the climate control, the pressurization, all of this is built into Apex. And I'll give you an example of, like with the pressurization control, you can enter in a flight plan, and since when you put the departure and destination airports in, it knows the elevation of where you're starting from and where you're going to. So the Apex system can automatically schedule cabin pressure throughout the flight. There's no need to touch anything by the pilot. So it's these types of automation that we've built into the system that makes it even more single pilot friendly and makes the PC-12 even safer to fly.
When we come to a show like this, we hear a lot about Garmin, obviously, especially this year, Garmin. They have been touting the fact that they are coming up with features now which have been available only at great expense in high-end aircraft in the past. You, on the other hand, are using a Honeywell system that has brought this kind of capability to larger aircraft for a long time. Do you find that provides a comfort level to the A&P or the managers of corporate flight departments that you're dealing with?
Absolutely. Many of the systems on the Apex program come right out of the Honeywell Primus Epic system. And so there's a lot of experience with the industry working on these components. Honeywell has a lot of experience dealing with it already. So it came to the market at a very advanced stage. And the nice thing is that having that tie there with that those very high-end business jets for this category of airplane, all the developments that go into Epic and all of those programs can easily be ported down into the PC-12.
I would think, too, when a pilot maybe is transitioning from one career to another, if he's used to flying planes in this class, that's what he'll expect to see when he gets in the seat.
That's correct. And what's really nice about the way Honeywell helped and Pilatus integrated this into the airplane is they really focused on making it single pilot friendly. The fact that we have a primary flight display, two multifunction displays, and then an additional optional primary flight display, with all four of these screens going, you have a tremendous amount of real estate to display all of the information. And knowing that we had that, we were able to design the system with a limited amount of menus. Everything is readily in view. You don't have a lot of button pushing that you have to do. You can directly access it from soft keys on the side. There's an interactive navigation system that's graphical. You use a cursor to edit and modify waypoints in your flight plan. If you get rerouted somewhere, it's just a couple of clicks and your flight plan is updated. Your autopilot follows it along. It makes it very simple.
My guest is Mike Hange of Pilatus Business Aircraft. When we return in a moment, we'll find out why very light jets may be responsible for bringing some customers in to buy turboprops instead. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Welcome back. Paul Plack here with Mike Hange of Pilatus Business Aircraft. Mike is the VP of Marketing for the U.S. division of the company. We're talking about the Pilatus PC-12NG. Mike, before we went any further, I wanted to talk to you about the environment for these planes right now. We've heard a lot of excitement about very light jets. We've heard a lot of stories, technical stories, about the advancements made in turbofan engines. And yet, propellers refuse to go quietly. It occurs to me that if someone in a corporate flight department or in a company that doesn't yet have a corporate flight department gets excited about the prospect of having their own plane, if they really then dig in and do the homework, you guys have to look really, really good because of the advantages you have over a very light jet.
Absolutely, and that's what we find when customers come and they might be shopping a PC-12 versus a VLJ. It really boils down to the mission that they need to accomplish. You know, the VLJ has its strengths. It is a little bit faster than the PC-12, but in order to gain that benefit of speed over a PC-12, you really have to give up half the cabin size, quite a bit of range, quite a bit of payload, and that you lose the ability to go into short and soft strips, and you don't get a cargo door. And when customers really start boiling down and looking at the numbers, the additional difficulty of getting training and type ratings on the jets, it's much simpler to fly the PC-12, and there's just so many advantages to it. That small difference in speed, which is really only useful in a very limited amount of ranges. At short range, it's only a few minutes difference. At a long range, the VLJ is actually at another disadvantage because it has to make an additional fuel stop, and the PC-12 will actually beat it to the final destination. So the speed advantage isn't all what it seems. And when you start cramping yourself into this very small, uncomfortable cabin, the choice becomes pretty clear.
Well, it occurs to me, too, that a lot of smaller businesses have the need to operate in and out of smaller airports. And I've been living in Oregon for the last 10 years, and I know in particular I've seen a couple of PC-12s come in and out of Scappoose Industrial Airport, where Oregon Aero is located. They fly theirs in and out. And it's so amazing to watch that thing come in and go into beta and use that short, you know, just a short, not even all of that runway. And that's got to be something that maybe once they get knowledgeable aviation people on board, these companies will have to listen to these guys, tell them, hey, look, if you're going to go into these places where you do business, maybe you want a turboprop.
It's a tremendous asset to be able to use short fields. It opens up thousands of more runways across the United States to your company if you have a short field capable airplane. And so you have a lot more flexibility. You can get closer to your end destination, and you end up saving more travel time because of that.
You can see the plane itself in the video interview I conducted with Mike at Lakeland. Find it in the April 28th archive at aero-tv.net. The company's website is www.pilatus-aircraft.com. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.